Sarah Pilgrim, Industry Development Manager with Tourism Northeast Victoria, about the High Country Harvest, which is on from Beechworth to Bright to Buller and Bogong.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, can you tell us what's going on with the High Country Harvest?
Certainly. So this weekend is the last weekend of the High Country Harvest Festival, which has been running for the last 3 weekends. And there's still quite a lot of events taking place this weekend. We've got some cheese making classes taking place on Friday through to Sunday at Tollpuddle Cheese in Tarrawindji. We've got a fabulous bonfire, camping, live music and bush poetry event taking place up near Corion at A Poet's Paradise. And then for people fancying to treat themselves, there's some beautiful dinners on. So there's a lovely lunch on in Chiltern called the New Breed Feast, which is about new wines and some photography. There's a lovely whiskey tasting and class in Mansfield, and a beautiful breakfast on Sunday morning at Beechworth Honey.
Sounds fantastic. Now, what sort of numbers have you been getting over the last couple of weekends?
Look, we've been having really good, solid numbers. It's not a festival that's so much about attendance because a lot of the events are quite small and quite intimate. But about half of the events have been sold out and the rest of them have had really, really solid attendance. So we've been very happy with numbers this year.
So these sort of events, what does it mean for the local producers? What do they get out of it?
It's a great opportunity for the local producers to try something different within their business. So restaurants and wineries are collaborating on different projects. We often get new products developing as a result of High Country Harvest. It's a bit of a chance for our operators to have some fun with their business and also to celebrate the produce of autumn.
Yes, it's a fabulous time of the year for this produce, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so beautiful up here, and I think we still get those beautiful warm days and crisp nights that are perfect for eating and drinking.
So have you got a favourite?
That's a really tricky question. I guess every year I attend the Tweed Ride, which is in Rutherglen, which where everybody gets dressed up in tweed and goes for a bike ride and eats lots. And I guess that's probably my favourite event. But there are lots of gorgeous events within the festival.
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it's great fun.
So how many people do you think, is that on this weekend, the Tweed Ride?
No, that was on the first weekend, so that was a sellout at 100 attendees. This weekend I'll be heading down to Mansfield where we've got some pretty exciting things happening. We've got a coffee class, so I'm hopefully going to learn to make better coffee in the morning. And then heading out to House Creek Farm for some smoking of bacon. And then finishing off the day at Delatite Winery with a big bonfire, hopefully with a view of Mount Buller, so it should be a gorgeous weekend.
Sounds fantastic. Do you know what the weather forecast is for this weekend?
I'm not looking at it. everything's inside, fortunately, this weekend, until Saturday night when, all going well, we've got bonfires that people can just drop into, so you don't have to book for the bonfires. They're free. And we've got one taking place in Beechworth and one taking place in Mansfield this weekend. So the weather forecast tells me it's going to stop raining at 4 o'clock, so it should be just perfect.
Sounds perfect. So where are people coming from for this event?
Look, most of the visitors from the event are from Melbourne, we find. We get also lots of visitors from Canberra and southern New South Wales. Wagga Wagga is a big area. It also encourages lots of people to explore their own backyard. So we have visitors from around the region, from Shepparton, from Albury. And even at the moment, we've got a few international visitors over from Singapore.
Gosh, that sounds like it's a very attractive festival if you can get an international guest.
Yeah, the Singaporeans love their food and wine and coffee, as it turns out. So they're enjoying their week here.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I wish you all the best, and maybe next year we'll hopefully come and join you.
That would be great.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.